This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
You know, there's nothing more that sends a chill up my spine, and you've been through this because we've said it and we've heard people say it. Nothing chills my heart more than hearing somebody say, "I hate him so much. Oh, I hate her so much." We have a chapel of hate in our own hearts. And all I'm saying is this: Paul heard rumors of the people at Ephesus that they were people of love and people of faith. May there be rumors such as those about you and me. And also note that he says, "I have not stopped giving thanks for you," nonstop thanks. I love that. Thanksgiving is something that should be ongoing in your life and in my life. Question: when's the last time you said, "God, thank you for my children"? Some of you, it's been a while. "God, I thank you for my husband or my wife." For some of you, it's been a while. "God, I thank you for my parents. I thank you for my job. I thank you for this house. God, I'm grateful for it. I'm grateful for the automobile or automobiles, plural, that we drive. I'm grateful for what I have." Isn't it amazing? We can go for weeks and months and maybe even years in some cases and never thank God for anything. Never thank him for anything or anyone, yet Paul's prayer was nonstop thanks. "I've not stopped giving thanks for you," his exact words, "remembering you in my prayers." Thirdly, he talks about God-given wisdom and revelation. He prays that they have wisdom and revelation from God. I want to talk about those two words. Wisdom, you can write this down, means to see life from God's point of view. Wisdom is not IQ. It's not intelligence level. It's not how well you did on the SAT or the ACT test. Wisdom is seeing life from God's point of view. I'm convinced that one of the things that parents need to pray for their children, whether they're grown, teenagers, doesn't matter. "Lord, give my son or daughter wisdom." The ability to see life from your point of view. And then the word revelation, that's a big word and that's a scary word to some people, but God gives revelation to people. And you say, "Does he give me a stock tip? Does he tell me where to put my investment money? Does God give me a tip on the lottery and say, here are the numbers you should play in Friday's lottery?" No. I'll tell you what God gives you revelation about. You may have never thought about this before, but God gives revelation about things that are going on in your life that are hurting other people and offend the Lord, and you've been doing it for years, and all of a sudden there's that moment, that midnight moment, that Kodak moment, where you realize, "I have been hurting people. I have been hurting people by what I've said and by what I've done, and I've also offended the Lord." And you know what? Nobody can tell you sometimes those words except the Lord. He reveals it to your spirit. Thank God when he reveals something to you. He reveals a sin in your life. He reveals your need to forgive somebody that you have refused to forgive for years. And that's an inside job and work of the Holy Spirit where he reveals things to you. Some of you get revelations here on church on Sunday morning. It's nothing mystical or magical. The Lord just reveals through his word. And you say, "I didn't know that. I didn't see that in my own life. I see it in my brother or sister. I see it in other people. But today I see it in me. I see it in me." Pray for wisdom and revelation in the lives of the people you love and pray for it for yourself. Well, folks, this is a unique message about prayer because the response I received was unique. Responses I'd never heard from people before. It continues tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website, of course, is crosshope.org to listen to this message or any other message you may have missed on Cross Hope.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday, or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.